We were very good. I thought we were very good second half. I thought the players gave me everything. I thought they even gave me a headache when Jennison got sent off. I thought we were controlling the game second half. I thought we'd done, we'd broken them down. We'd broken the back of the game. We started to get forward and create opportunities. So Billy came on, because I know Billy's chomping at the bit and he can score. I thought that we'd opened them up a little bit and there were chances, and it proved that because he looked lively when he came on and when he was down the middle. And then we lost the momentum because of the sending off, which I'm not best pleased about, because it was a poor one. You know, he's left the ground. You know, it costs us the it costs us that momentum. But we conceded a goal, which was a poor goal, and then we work our socks off to get back in it. So there's some really good stuff, and then there's some really, really frustrating stuff. But you know, that's the case, and we just got to keep working. But as long as they give me that effort and they look me in the eye and they try and do what I ask, that's all I can ask at this stage.
Okay, let's talk through a few of the moments. Then when you score early on, give us your assessment of the goal to take the
good
lead.
Good move, it was a good move down the right, good ball into the penalty area, great run from Bish, and he's got his goal, he got his rewards, and that's what he does well. He arrives in that box really well. We then conspired to chew ourselves in the foot, and really should have dealt with the cross in the first instance, and then when it comes in, we should have dealt with the ball, but we didn't. And the second one was very, very similar. You can look at it and you can say there's mistakes all over the place, and they're creating opportunities. But they're a side that are fighting for their lives as we are, and you know, even at this early stage of the season, we wanted to try and get an away win against Port Vale, because then it just lifts things a little bit more. But we're unbeaten. We've got to look at the positives on that, and we're unbeaten. We've worked our socks off. We've not lost, and we've had 10 men for a lot of the second half.
Talking about their two goals, particularly the first one, should Bobby have come more to collect that one?
I think you've got to take it back so we can win the ball back earlier. We can stop the cross. When the ball comes in, we can stay with the runner. The lad that gets on the end of it, the nine, we know that he's making those runs into the penalty area. You've got to stick with those. When he's making his run into there and he's got all that way, then you expect goalkeeper either to catch it or punch the lad's head off.
OK. You've seen two games now where you've taken the lead and then ended up conceding sort of soon off the back of that. It was a problem that's sort of bugged this team for the last few months now. Well, exactly. How do you address that, and what's concerning you the most about what's happening?
I'm not even going there. Let's look at the positives. You know, we can always look at the negatives and we can build on the negatives if you'd like. Doesn't help anyone. You know, just leave that to me. We'll sort the other stuff out. If the players can't respond to it and they can't improve the defending, they'll be replaced. It's as simple as that. That's how you sort it out.
So you're confident you'll be able to address that?
We'll address it. We'll address it. Either the players that are in the team now address it, well, we get players back there from injury, because there's a hell of a lot of injured players. We get them back and they can solve the problem. Or we go and get people who can.
OK. How do you feel the system worked for you tonight?
What system's that?
The way you lined up with the team tonight.
Yeah. And what was that?
Paddy playing out wide, Jennison out wide, Terry behind.
I think that you've got a certain number of players out. We've just spoken about that. I think you've got a certain number of players that can play down the middle, and we're a little bit top-heavy in that department, but we need to try and get players on the field that are going to create problems for the opposition, and I thought they did that for the most part. Paddy's asked to do a slightly different job at this stage. He was central Saturday. He came off the Saturday before he'd scored his goal and could have had four or five at Gillingham, but tonight he's worked his socks off without any real chances. The chances mostly fell to Lyle. He's taken one with a great header, and the keeper's made a save, or the one's been blocked on the line, another one's been saved by the goalkeeper, and we could have been talking about a different game and Lyle having a hat-trick. So we've created opportunities, and some of those chances we created with 10 men, so there are positives there, but there's the obvious frailties that have been there, which is why I'm stood in front of you talking about it.
Yeah, OK. A couple of players, as you said, you've touched on Jennison. Myrie Williams is going to be missing. Neil Bishop, of course, 5 yellow cards for him as well. Now, how much of a headache is that giving you now?
Well, I'll be without another two, but I've got another one back. Got Matt Sparrow in the squad there, and we've not seen anything of him yet, so it may be an opportunity for him. I'll have a good look at it over the next day or two and come up with something, I'm sure.
Having not featured for a couple of games, is he still in your thoughts and your considerations and your plans?
How long have I been in? Been in a week? Yeah. Less than a week? Just a week.
Yeah.
So it's not long, is it? It's not long at all. People have, like I say, we've had three training sessions, four training sessions. People will get opportunities if they deserve opportunities. And all I'm looking for is work rate, but I'm looking for, no, telling lies, I'm looking for a little bit more than that. I'm looking for work rate, but I'm looking for a bit more quality as well.
Okay. How much did the conditions play a part? I mean, it's started again now. Did that factor into the quality of the game at all?
Yeah, it was. The pitch was a little bit heavy. It was a little bit boggy, but it was. I think it's played all right. I thought the pitch played all right. I think that. I don't know, neutral. I think there was quite a few chances in the game. You know, there were quite a few, one or two decent passing moves from, certainly from ourselves. I thought we were decent value for the draw, you know, and really could have won it. If we'd kept 11 men on the field, I felt we would have won it.
And you could have done with Lyle Taylor near the end there, couldn't you? How close has he come from your viewpoint?
He's gone through and the keeper's made another really good save from him. And he's done everything right, apart from just probably bent it outside the keeper and inside the post for us. But you can't criticise too much. He's running around for the last 10 minutes and he was spent at the end, which is why he came off and Dion came on. And don't forget, they've been out for a little while as well, so got to be mindful of the game and overextending him today for the game on Saturday as well. So there are different considerations. Dion came on for him and sort of carried that mantle for the last 10 minutes or so.
How was Isaiah? Because he came off. Was that just a
cramp,
fitness thing?
Bit of cramp. Again, he's not played, and I thought both he and Bishop in the middle of the park were outstanding. I thought they were excellent. I thought they broke things up when they needed to. If I had a criticism, I'd just like them to move the ball a little bit quicker and try and get that into Terry, who we've not spoken about yet, because Terry had done quite well and got the ball into good areas, and you know, a little bit quicker, a little bit more intensity in his play. Because some of his, I mean, you talk about flicks, he wanted to get hold of it a little bit, but some of his flicks were good. And if he can just sort of harness that ability and just try and speed things up a little bit, then I think we've got quite a decent player on our hands.
Yeah. Andy Boyce seemed to take a bit of a knock as well. What was the issue there?
Good, he's a centre half. He needs to take knocks all the time, and then hopefully he'll be tougher for it.
So no serious concern.
I don't think so. But having said that, with the look that we've been having with injuries, you never know, eh?
Well, speaking of which, we've had a message just looking for an update on Dave Murphy, and I appreciate that's one you're picking up. But how's he looking at the moment?
He's still a way away.
When do you think?
He's difficult to say because it's just, it's a knee, so it's one of those where he's going to have to rehabilitate. And once he starts loading the knee up and he starts doing work on it, then you know, he's going to have to see how he responds and how he reacts to the workload.